Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us, as he is each and every Friday, is our lifestyle contributor. He is Jeff Pitts from City View. Yay!
Yay!
Lifestyle contributor.
Contributor or correspondent?
Ooh, what do you want? We can do almost anything.
I like them both.
Yeah. Well, today you'll be our lifestyle correspondent.
Okay.
All right. From we'll far and away.
From far and away.
That's right. You and Richard Engel. I can see it now.
We got a great weekend coming up, Michael.
Go.
It's Veterans Day this weekend.
That's right.
And the Hawks and the Clones both have big games.
Really?
Let's see what else. How you doing on junk, Michael?
I got more junk than anybody ought to have.
Well, this ought to be right up your alley then.
I got so much. I mean, is this a place where I get more junk or can I take my junk there?
Maybe both.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Junk Jubilee Jingles is at the Iowa State Fairgrounds this weekend and running through the weekend. Choose from an assortment of fabulous vintage treasures, unique one-of-a-kind items, and industrial and mid-century items as well.
I bet I've got some unique items here that I can part with.
Sign I should do it up. You should have one at your house.
Yeah, yeah. Junk Jubilee, ladies and gentlemen. And then, yeah, this would be called a garage sale, but I would call it a Junk Jubilee so I could raise the price by 50%.
That's what the word Jubilee does.
That's it. So this is out at the fairgrounds.
Out at the fairgrounds. Vendors from 7 states are coming with chippy, shabby, rustic, and primitive.
Yeah.
Vendors restock daily. Sounds like something. That's the Varied Industry Building.
Got it.
Saturday, the music of Queen will be played by the Des Moines Symphony Pops on Saturday at the Civic Center. The show will rock you with classic Queen hits. The ensemble captures Queen's distinct sound. Somebody to Love, Under Pressure, Bohemian Rhapsody, and more. It's a one-of-a-kind tribute to one of the most iconic rock bands in history. That's at the Civic Center.
Civic Center.
Yep. And that does kind of sound neat, I think.
It does, doesn't it?
Not a huge Queen fan, but played by the Symphony Pops.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Saturday's Veterans Day. And in the spirit of honoring the heroes who served our country, the fresh fish experts at Bonefish Grill are offering Bang Bang Shrimp to all active and retired service members.
Bang Bang Shrimp.
With the military idea. Is there a pun intended there, you think?
You know, that was a very famous term in Vietnam.
Really? Makes sense, I guess.
But it had nothing to do with shrimp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it was not Bang Bang. It was Boom Boom.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Is that a different kind of shellfish?
Oh, no. It was no...
something else entirely.
Something else entirely, G.I.
Steer away from there.
My sister, Boom Boom. Yeah, okay. Number one, Boom Boom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Now, see? Yeah, see? Number one.
Well, this is free food. The veterans with the military idea.
At Bonefish Grill.
Get your shrimp.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, that went right south, didn't it?
Yeah, right. Let's see. What else? Saturday in the basement at the Des Moines Social Club. 10 comedians, one night. It's go time. Fueled by insomnia and insanity. No Sleep. That's the name of the comedy show. Will be a comedy show to remember. In fact, it might. Yeah. That's in the basement at the Social Club.
Got it.
10 comedians.
You know who moved to the Social Club?
Who?
Moved in? Moved in, yeah.
Sleeps there?
No, she. I don't think. I think she still goes home to sleep, but yeah. Jay Byers' wife.
Huh.
She has Home Diddy. And
yeah,
this is
I've
where
heard
musician,
of this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So she's moved to an office over there at Social Club.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyway, huh. You said Social Club, I go Home Diddy and... Right. Off we go down a rabbit hole. So
there you go.
That's right.
That's how it happens.
So comedy at
comedy. Social doors club. Open at 9:30. Shows at 10. Sunday, bride to bride flea market is happening.
Really?
At the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm.
So
you heard about this?
So this is where you find a bride or you sell a bride? What? It's a bride flea market. Please, take this one off my hands.
Are you a bride selling your wedding decor? Huh? Are you engaged, looking for a great wedding decor? Flowers, centerpieces, signs, and so much more. So it's like resale for wedding stuff.
Got it. It's like a junk jubilee for weddings.
That's right. Not sure if it's affiliated or not, but this one's just Sunday. The jubilee goes all weekend.
Got it. So this is out at...
You can sell your wedding dresses. You can buy wedding dresses.
Got it.
But mostly it's for decor and stuff, which weddings cost a fortune, so...
Yeah.
This is one of those ways you can...
You can kind of, yeah, cut down on the cost and the
right.
expense.
Mm-hmm.
Whose wedding dress are you wearing?
Oh, I have an assortment.
Yeah. I have several, thank you. All right. Well, that's going on out at Prairie Meadows, did you say?
No, this is at the fairgrounds.
Also at the fairgrounds.
Also at the fairgrounds,
so yeah. We got the Junk Jubilee and
two for one.
The Bride Hoorah thing going on.
Yep.
Boy, busy day.
A lot of resale happening.
A lot of resale.
Tip to reuse.
It is. Yeah, I'm in.
That's the title of a story I wrote for City View, actually. It's on the
hip
stands
to reuse?
Now. Yep, about reuse, about the thrifting kind of surge in Des Moines recently.
So you would have the inside track on my junk.
That's right.
So how I can go about getting rid of this
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or acquire. I'm more into acquiring more. That's my specialty.
I should show you the storeroom.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think I've seen the storeroom, maybe.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's full.
We call it the Room of Doom.
The Room of Doom.
Yeah. It's not pretty. All right.
Are you a hoarder?
I am not.
Well, you ever been accused of being a hoarder?
No. No.
I have been.
Have you?
I hoard books. Not afraid to admit
That's
it.
That's right. You do?
I hoard books. I don't know why.
Do you read them? Sometimes. Yeah. All right. He's a hoarder.
That's right. I'm a hoarder of books. I am. It's a sickness. But
it's all right.
There's worse things.
Just confess everything here, Jeff.
You know, what else would you like to know about? We got a couch around here I can lay down on and let it all go. Okay. Next week.
Yeah.
Vienna Boys Choir is coming to Stevens Auditorium in Ames.
Vienna Boys Choir.
Mm-hmm. The world-famous choir is among the oldest of all musical organizations, having been founded pursuant to an imperial decree of the Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian I in 1498. How about that?
Yeah. There's some old boys out there. They've been hanging around
1498.
They've been hanging around a long time. Vienna
That's just
Boys Choir.
6 years after Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yep. Very good.
These young cultural ambassadors, they're young, I guess. These
and
young
cultural ambassadors, too.
These young cultural ambassadors continue to be adored for their wide range of repertoire, purity of tone, and generosity of musical spirit.
There you go.
I like that word arrangement.
That is good, isn't it?
Someone did good there.
Alliteration to the max. Mm-hmm.
And, so that's at Stevens Auditorium, Tuesday, November 14th at 7:30. Should be good. Also next week, Wednesday, pro basketball time. The Iowa Wolves. You know, the energy's out. The Wolves are in.
I heard that.
D-League's out. You know, there's no more D-League. They're rebranded. It's the G-League now.
The G-League?
Yep. It's the G-League. So the NBA Gatorade League is what they're calling it.
Oh.
But they call it the G-League.
So
no
hype. The G-League, the Gatorade, got it. So that's the branding thing.
Yep, apparently. So Iowa's new team is the Iowa Wolves.
Are they associated with the Minnesota Wolves?
That's right. Yep. So they're an affiliate of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yep.
Got it.
Whereas the Energy were more of a free floating.
Yeah, they had something to do, didn't they, with Nashville or?
They did. It changed from year to year. For the last few years, it was with Memphis, I think. Yeah. And
well, this all makes sense. You know, the hockey team, the Wild, is affiliated with Minnesota Wild.
Yep.
This would all make sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All very regional.
Yep. So this is just one step from the NBA. This is high-level basketball, and it's neat. They're good players. They play Wednesday at the Well against the South Bay Lakers.
What time is that?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tip.
There you go.
Also next week, Wednesday, EMW is coming to Des Moines at Beer Can Alley.
EMW. BMW.
And I can tell by the look on your face, you know what that means, Michael.
No.
Midget wrestling.
What?
Yep. Beer Can Alley. Midget wrestling, Wednesday, November 15th.
You mean little people wrestling.
I almost Googled it. Well, that's the term they use.
So. Oh, that's their term.
That's their term.
Okay.
I almost Googled it to see if it was, I thought that was the technical term, but I think I might be thinking of something else. So I apologize.
It's little people.
Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. But it's, according to them, it's midgets.
It's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. Okay, well.
I've never been.
Neither have I.
Kind of sounds like something different.
Well, it would be.
It would be. We certainly agree on that.
It certainly would be. Yeah, have you ever been to a cage fighting thing?
Like I never MMA? Have been. I've seen them on TV.
That's scary stuff. They beat the tar out of each other. that's just not in my wheelhouse at all, man.
I'd like to know who pitched that idea the first time. Right. Here's what we're going to do.
All right, Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, our entertainment correspondent.
I like it.
You like it? Yeah,
yep.
We'll whirl with it. All right, we've got to get out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock, and that means Tyler Hackenmiller says we got to go for the rest of the weekend. Hope that you have a great weekend. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, of course, Jeff Pitts, our correspondent with regard to lifestyle from City View. Also, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer each and every day, well, except when he was on vacation, like for 3 days this week, for crying out loud. Also, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between the Des Moines Radio Group and our advertising agency is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for our broadcast. We will be back, God willing, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, your Veterans Day. Thank you for all of those who served. And by the way, the reason it is on the 11th day of November is, you remember?
I do not.
Yeah. The 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour.
Hmm.
That was when the fighting of World War I ceased.
Really?
The armistice of World War I.
How about that?
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I have to remember that.
All right. For all of his associated with the business. What's that?
That's why we tune in.
That's it. Yeah, see what you learn here? For all of us associated with the News Hour, thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. Back on Monday, God willing. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.